My name is David. I'm 27 years old. I'm a part of what we call in Teen Challenge. I'm a part of the Restoration Program, and basically what that is it's any individual who's actually completed the program and has gone out, and for whatever reason, whatever situation, has started to make compromise, fallen back into sin, you name it, whatever it is, and needs to come back under the covering of Teen Challenge, and that's me. That's what's happening in my life. And you know, basically, just to sort of sum it up, when I first came through the program, God did amazing things in my life. He restored relationships with my family, changed my heart so that I could actually be an upstanding man of integrity instead of this liar and this thief and this drug addict that I was before. He radically changed my life, did all kinds of things. But you know, I wish you could just get everything you need in a year and just like everything about you just changes in that year and you don't need to do maintenance work. But the reality of it is, in the Christian walk, you've got to do maintenance work. And the truth is as great as the program of Teen Challenge is, it's no substitute for a relationship with Jesus. It's no substitute. And so, you know, what happened with me was I began to make compromises in my relationship with the Lord and began to take control and do things on my own because I he pulls me out of this pit, and then all of a sudden, in my pride, I'm like, well, you know what? Now that I'm out, I can do it. You know, now that I'm out, I've got control again. I can run my life again. And forgetting the whole time that I was in the pigsty, and he pulled me out. You know, he pulled me out of that. I didn't do it. You know, and so anyways, I made the compromises, and by God's incredible grace, He opened the door for me to come back into Teen Challenge, to be back under the covering, to be back in a place that's safe, that I could recommit and find out, like, who am I really, and what can I really do outside of Him? And the answer is nothing. The answer is nothing. The answer is there's nothing good in me except for Him. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 3, the Lord's talking to Israel, man, but I take this verse for myself, and I'm not going to apologize to Israel for it. He says, return to me, my backsliding children, for I am married to you. Married. I mean, that's covenant. That's a bond that should never be broken. It's never supposed to be broken. That's the way God set up our relationship, set up His relationship with His children. And even though I am a covenant breaker, my God is never a covenant breaker. My God leaves the 99 and He goes and gets the one that's strayed away, man. That's my God. You know what I'm saying? And anyway, man, I'm here not because I'm a failure, but because my God is faithful. You know what I'm saying? And so anyway, yeah. Well, I guess I should be quiet now. That's good, huh? Amen. Thank y'all for letting me share. My brother here, he did ask me to do to mention a verse, and I already did, but there's another verse in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 that says that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ, man. So blessed be the name of God.